Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And ladies and gentlemen, the media is controlled. It's rigidly controlled by six major corporations. They control 90% of the outlets, and they largely determine what you read, hear, see, and what you believe. And all this fall over in England about the threat of terrorism and how other all these terrorists are going to come there and commit all sorts of acts of brutality. Ladies and gentlemen, our southern border is wide open. Any terrorist who wants to come in could come into this country and commit acts of terrorism. How many acts of terrorism do we have in America every week? How many do we have every month, every year? Oh, well, we have 9/11. Everybody knows about 9/11. Or do we know what about 9/11? If you go up on the internet and suddenly watch Building 7 come down half a dozen times as I did, eventually you realize that was a controlled demolition. And if that was a controlled demolition, everything we believe about 9/11 and the war on terrorism is a fraud. Well, with us this evening is one of my favorite guests, William Grigg. He's certainly formerly chief editor of the New American Magazine and has worked for a number of other key magazines and publishers. He's a frequent guest on radio program. And right now, we're going to put William on. We don't know whether his phone is going to last, but we'll do the best we can. Hi, William. How are we doing?
I'm doing well, Dr. Stan. I certainly appreciate the opportunity. And I'm very grateful as well for your patience, a technical problem. It's always a blessing to be with you.
Well, go right ahead.
One of the things I wanted to talk about really quickly is the way that the controlled media in this country has managed to create, as you say, Dr. Stan, this all-encompassing illusion of American exceptionalism in the sense that we would be immune to what has happened to other countries. We're supposedly, by virtue of who we are, granted some kind of an immunity from the laws that govern morality, the laws that govern economics, and we can't really see how clearly our country has sort of morphed into something akin to what we had during the so-called Cold War. And one of the things that I think we have to realize here is how fragile this illusion of material prosperity is, and how the fiat dollar, which has been unsupported by anything of value since August of 1971, is very rapidly losing its primacy as the reserve currency. If we don't have the ability to issue debt in the world's reserve currency, and by we I'm referring to the people who rule us, I shouldn't use that collective pronoun. If they don't have the ability to issue debt in the world's reserve currency, then this illusion of prosperity and predominance is something that will dissolve very quickly. Well, on I believe it was Wednesday, there was an announcement from Russia that we've been anticipating with a mixture of dread and relief. Gazprom, which is, of course, the world's, as far as I know, largest natural gas monopoly, is opening up a window to accept rubles and yuan in exchange for oil and gas. And what that means is that the petrodollar, which has been an arrangement with the Saudi government in exchange for military aid and also all kinds of political support. The Saudis, basically, are responsible for all the nastiness going on right now with the Sunni insurgencies throughout the region. The Saudis accepted the dollar in exchange for the world's most coveted commodity. So the dollar has been propped up by the fact that OPEC's willing to take it in exchange for petroleum. Well, now, Russia has gotten in the business of accepting rubles and yuan, the Chinese currency, exchange for that commodity. And so the petrodollar cartel has officially been broken, and the clock is ticking now on the demise of the petrodollar.
And of course, this will have a profound impact upon the lives of everybody out there in the audience listening to this program. Because when the U.S. dollar, a fiat currency, is recognized for just what it is, why, of course, the America that has led the world will cease to exist. We'll be back in a moment with William Grigg.
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, it can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly William has pointed out that there have been other countries that have tried to get away from the petrodollar. Certainly, this is what happened as far as Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein wanted to be able to sell his oil for things other than petrodollar. We know what happened to Saddam Hussein. Certainly, Gaddafi in Libya wanted to be able to sell his product for other currencies other than the dollar, and we know what happened to him. They're both dead. And certainly Iran has certainly been working with the idea of exchanging petrodollars, probably explaining oil and natural gas for gold, and they're backed by Russia, and now Russia has come out and has talked about taking other products and using certainly their currency as a medium for purchasing oil. This may be the end of the petrodollar and the end of America's dominance financially of the world. Go right ahead, William.
This same author talks about the subject you and I have addressed on a few occasions, Dr. Stan, and that's the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which is an alternate grouping that Russia and China have created, a group of Eastern and Eurasian powers for the purpose of creating an alternative currency mechanism and an economic bloc that would rival the group that is that emerged out of the Bretton Woods Accord, which includes, of course, the United States and Great Britain, a number of European powers. And this is also a mechanism that would somewhat be a rival to the National Monetary Fund. And the Shanghai Cooperation Organization encompasses over 3 billion people. And they're talking now. about creating this rival that would have nothing to do with the fiat dollar. And I suspect that that, as much as anything else, is to be blamed or credited, take your pick, with the attitude that we're seeing manifest by Washington toward Moscow in terms of something akin to a reversion to the Cold War levels of hostility. It makes no sense at all that we would be getting right to the precipice of an actual military conflict with Russia that we managed to avoid during the Soviet period over what's going on in Ukraine, which is a country in Russia's near abroad. Specifically, the southeastern part of the country is culturally and linguistically much more akin to Russia than it is to the European Union. If you take a look at the distribution of assets, natural resource assets in Ukraine, and the extent to which they're blessed with energy, particularly oil, and not oil, but natural gas reserves, that helps explain why it is that Ukraine has become a flashpoint. But I think what's happening right now is that Russia has actually reached out and started to undermine the petrodollar accord upon which the U.S.-centric international architecture depends. That's why Vladimir Putin is being depicted now as a rogue element in international affairs, whereas 10 years ago he was considered something of a valiant, stalwart ally in the fight against what's called the Obama fascism. And it beggars belief that we would actually be hearing discussion on Washington, on Capitol Hill, of a measure that would amplify and exacerbate the sanctions that have been laid on Russia. Sanctions are an act of war. They're at the very least a precursor or a revival prelude to war, because when you're disrupting the economic life of a country, you're targeting that country for injury to its very vital essence as a country. And that's the sort of thing that inevitably leads to escalation that will engender military conflict. It's been said before by free market economists from the 19th century that where goods and services don't cross national borders, that soldiers, armies eventually will.
And I think it's vitally important to repeat what William said. Sanctions are an act of war, and the United States has put all sorts of sanctions on Russia, but Russia has retaliated by putting sanctions on products coming from the United States and from Germany and Europe. And this is going to have tremendous implications as far as the future is concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an act of war. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and one of the things that people have to understand about this as well is that this is entirely avoidable, and there's really no advantage to be wrought from a military conflict with Russia over what's going on in Ukraine. That there's no good side in that conflict. Obviously, I'm not a partisan of Putin. I don't particularly like the people who adhere to him. I don't like what's going on in Kiev either, where you had an elected government undermined by the United States and European Union, and installed in the place of this elected government. Of course, the president of Ukraine was as corrupt and kleptocratic as anybody else that fed his business, but they replaced him with a junta that included elements that have to be characterized as national socialist. The government in Kiev has been carrying on a brutal and indiscriminate campaign against the separatists in southeastern Ukraine. There was a video I saw last week, and I'm still trying to find the provenance of it and to speak with some people about what it actually depicted, because it looked like a very large-yield conventional warhead, or perhaps even a tactical warhead. I don't know if you saw the video, Dr. Stan, of somebody who recorded this huge explosion in a city in southeastern Ukraine. The individual is using a smart cam, or a smartphone rather, looking out a large window, and the explosion went off, and about 16 seconds later, the air-coupled shockwave blew out the window in his apartment. You're talking about something that occurred 5 or 6 miles away. And there are, of course, high-yield, nominally conventional weapons, such as the Moab or a thermobaric bomb, that would be able to take out the better part of an entire city block without the secondary effects, such as fallout, other things of that kind that a tactical nuke would entail. But using a bomb of that magnitude against the civilian population center is the sort of thing that really should have inspired the condemnation of the world. We've not really heard anything about it. That was something being done by the government in Kiev, the Ukrainian government installed by the United States, working in collaboration, as has been amply confirmed by many, many people, both official and quasi-official, working in concert and collaboration with U.S. military personnel who are on the ground there in Ukraine helping to direct their campaign against the separatists, the Russian-backed separatists. And so it's gotten to the point now where we're actually fighting a proxy war against Russia in Ukraine in affairs that have nothing to do with any rationally construed definition of our national interest. You know, backing right up into the front porch of the one country on earth with a government capable of inflicting damage on us. It's worse than simple lunacy. I mean, this is something that has to be looked upon as when megalomania curdles into outright madness. And it makes perfect sense if you understand that we're dealing here with a government in Washington that is lashing out in the interest of desperate self-preservation, knowing that it is fiscally unsustainable and politically facing something very close to extinction in terms of the role the United States has played in the world now for 60 to 70 years. We can no longer perpetuate the illusion that the United States government has the financial means to be reordering the world and near the heart's desire of the people who've taken over our government. And Dr. Stan, I was reflecting today on a conversation I had 20 years ago with a very brilliant man by the name of Father James Thorpe. He's a contributor. I think he's still a contributor to the New American. He's an Eastern Orthodox priest. And unlike a lot of people who are just as passionately anti-communist as he is, because he's Eastern Orthodox, he had friends in the Russian Orthodox Church and some of the other elements of Eastern Orthodoxy, where they had people behind the Iron Curtain who kept the Christian faith alive during the dull gray winter of totalitarianism. And so he gave me a lot of insight into what he had seen and what he had learned from his discussions with fellow adherents of his faith behind the Iron Curtain, before the Iron Curtain fell, and afterwards. And one of the things he said to me is that the United States had become just as materialistic a country as the Soviet Union. And we'd organized our society in a way where we assumed that matter was the be-all and end-all of reality. Man was the measure of all things. We organized the society as if God didn't exist and if his law had no importance. When the Iron Curtain fell, the Berlin Wall came down, you ended up with two competing versions of dialectical materialism on either side of the wall. The biggest difference was that the inhabitants of the former Soviet Union knew from painful but prolonged experience that that's a snare and a delusion, and that there's nothing to be obtained through materialism that's of any lasting import. They no longer believe the official creed of the Soviet Union. Probably no later than 1955 or 1960, there was no longer more than a handful of hardcore true believers in the official creed of that godless but very religious state. The religion, of course, of the state was the official creed of the Soviet Union. And what he said really shocked me. He said, well, consider this. If we didn't have money to bribe people, would we have any friends in the world? Meaning, of course, would the government of the United States have any friends or genuine allies in the world if it could no longer muster the economic wherewithal in order to induce people to do our bidding, either through bribes or through threats? He was saying this 20 years ago. And as I was reading the news this week about what's going on with Gazprom, the fact that the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, 3 billion strong, that's a plurality, a very large plurality of the entire population of the world. They're taking moves now to set up this alternative architecture. And I was thinking, in an actual competition here between ideologies and between economic systems, given the free choice, would people gravitate toward the SDO or toward the U.S.-defined system? We're at a point now where there's been a real role reversal. The crusading, atheistic power in the world, the crusading ideological fanatics who are trying to reorder the world through violence and through subterfuge and subversion, they're focused on the doings in Washington. I mean, Washington has supplanted Moscow here as, if you will, the mother church of the global revolution. And it really puts us in a really uncomfortable position, those like you and I, Dr. Stan, who are anti-communist, who love our country down to our corpuscles, our chromosomes, puts us in a really interesting position when you think about how this role reversal has taken place. We're really in the place of the Soviet Union now. It's a horrible state of affairs.
And I think people have to understand the brotherhood of darkness, the people who really control America. We'll get back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, William has said certainly that certainly when the Soviet Union dissolved itself, what happened was that NATO, the North Atlantic, Atlantic Treaty Organization, began suddenly moving eastward, and they absorbed Lithuania and Latvia and Estonia, which have been formerly part of the Warsaw Pact. Now they're part of NAFTA. But go right ahead.
Bilateral military arrangements that are also political blocs. They're multi-purpose regional affiliates. And the purpose of NATO, as we pointed out before, was not to defend the United States or Western Europe against Russia in the Warsaw Pact. It was to be a regional affiliate of the United Nations. For all intents and purposes, it is the United Nations Army. Now, continue here with this article by Robert Bridge that's republished on the Ron Paul Institute website today. The actual importance of a news story is inversely proportional to the number of American media outlets that refuse to touch it. That would explain the virtual non-existence of the NATO chief's interview on Wednesday that he gave to a handful of European newspapers. Never content to let a good war go to waste, Rasmussen said the 28-member military bloc would be spearheading its way into the fleshy flanks of Eastern Europe, just a missile lob away from the Russian frontier. The reason, quote-unquote, Russian aggression, shouldn't surprise nobody who has been following Ukraine's slow-motion meltdown ever since Kiev attempted to form a more perfect union with Russia instead of the European Union. That's when the Western-backed fireworks display, complete with John McCain and Victoria Nuland agitating, feeding the crowds in central Kiev, exploded, leaving Ukraine on the verge of total collapse and U.S.-Russian relations tatters. By the way, I want to underscore something here. You had a sitting senator, John McCain, who, as far as I can tell, is a bedlamite. He shows up everywhere there's problems taking place, where there's bloodshed and turmoil and resentment, and he spreads kerosene on the embers to make things worse. Anywhere he pops up, he knows horrible things are going to happen. But you had him, you had Victoria, who was the ambassador, over in Ukraine, abetting an effort to overthrow an elected government. That's the sort of thing that the Soviets did much more covertly with a greater level of subtlety back during the Cold War. Now, this is standard practice for the United States government. There was a piece that was published by a former high-ranking CIA official just yesterday talking about assassinating Vladimir Putin. Now, the memory of man runs not to a time when an asset of the KGB, which of course was and probably is Vladimir Putin's employer, back during the Cold War, I can't remember something cognate being said by somebody who was a current or quote-unquote former member of the KGB about assassinating United States president. They never talked about assassinating a United States president. But you have that kind of impunity, that kind of arrogance that characterizes the power in deep decline late in its imperial phase. To continue now. But I digress, writes the author, Robert Bridge. Rasmussen chose his words carefully. Rasmussen is the Secretary General of NATO. As he proudly pointed to NATO's latest roadmap to Russia, decorated with brand new red flags, in order to be able to provide such rapid reinforcements, you also need some reception facilities and host nations. So it will involve the pre-positioning of supplies of equipment, preparation of infrastructure, bases, and headquarters. The bottom line is, you will, in the future, see a more visible NATO presence in the East. Reception facilities? Rasmussen makes the militarization of Eastern Europe sound so harmless and quaint. In the best-case scenario, NATO's expansionist plans for Eastern Europe, which military observers anticipate will be in Poland and the Baltic states. By the way, Poland was being used during the Bush administration as a reception point for people who were taken there to be tortured by the CIA through extraordinary rendition. That's been a rather large scandal in the media and in the political elite in Poland. Military observers anticipate will be in Portland, the Baltic states, the permanent bases, will usher in a new arms race on the European continent. For those not familiar with modern maps, Latvia and Estonia share immediate borders with mainland Russia, whereas Lithuania and Poland develop the Russian exclave of Kaliningrad. Excuse me. There is probably no need to mention the worst-case scenario here, since in the event of another global conflagration, it won't matter what we spend it, because few people will be around to remember it. As Albert Einstein once quipped, I do not know what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. It is important to consider several other remarks by the NATO chiefs in the arms race. Since an arms race in Europe will only be a pleasant development for the merchants of death, the military-industrial complex hawking their wares around an increasingly shaken planet. Asked whether there would be permanent NATO bases in Eastern Europe, Rasmussen did not miss a beat. Brief answer is yes. To prevent misunderstanding, I use the phrase, for as long as necessary. Our Eastern allies will be satisfied when they see what is actually in the readiness action plan. Rasmussen said NATO forces could be deployed within hours. They're actually setting up pre-positioning and preparing to fortify these facilities for the purpose of reinvigorating and exacerbating the previous Cold War tensions there in Eastern and Central Europe. But this time you've got this vastly expanded NATO looking greedily toward Russia, which is being driven into a defensive crouch.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather,
I just feel like a miracle. Rangers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
And Dr. Stan is simply, William is simply talking about the fact that America, everybody, although we have a mightier, certainly, military than Russia does, but we have a much larger debt than they do as well, with a $17 trillion apparent debt, but probably a debt that's really 10 times that much, about $170 trillion, whereas Russia doesn't have a massive debt. And certainly, our military certainly is strong, but if you can't finance it, one of these days you're going to have to face up to that fact. So America really is not in a position to go picking a fight or a war with Russia. Go right ahead, William.
One of the things that has struck me, and I've talked about this, is the fact that since the beginning of the Cold War, called 1948, when we have the national security state really coalesced, called that the beginning of the Cold War. Since the Cold War began almost 7 years ago, it's been the case that the United States has conspicuously avoided picking a fight with somebody who could actually do an injury, and losing most of them. We have in Korea and Vietnam, you have proxy struggles, but you don't have an actual confrontation between the United States and the Soviet Union in either of those conflicts. We have the United States facing up against Red China directly after the Chinese entered the war in the Korean War. But we've not really had a conflict between the United States and a comparably armed peer competitor power. And it's always been said that if you want to make sure that the United States is going to leave you alone, you have to acquire nuclear weapons, because if you take a look at the selection of enemies since 1989, you know, countries such as Panama and Iraq, Somalia, you have the Balkan states, you had Serbia, the Bosnian Serbs in 1995, you had Serbia proper in 1999, India and some of these other countries that have been on the receiving end of Washington's armed benevolence. The one thing that these countries all have in common is they have nuclear weapons. And it had become a bit of received opinion that as long as you're dealing with a country that's got nuclear weapons, it's almost certain the United States is not going to start getting in trouble with them, which is one of the reasons I'm astonished by this, because cynical as that aphorism is, it makes sense. It just makes sense that you're going to find some way to back away from the brink when you're dealing with nuclear armed countries. And the thing that really worries me is that there's apparently been a calculation here that things are so dire for the establishment that they're willing to pull that trigger. And it makes no sense at all if you're calculating odds, but making policy on the basis of what is best for the country these people supposedly represent. And the fact that they'd be willing to drive us into the outskirts now of an actual potentially civilization-threatening conflict with Russia is one of the best illustrations I can think of the fact that these people really don't care about us. They don't care about, obviously, the people beyond the receiving end of an American military or an allied military campaign in Ukraine and elsewhere. But obviously don't care about the United States either. I mean, there's simply nothing to be gained by a conflict with Russia. And it's interesting as well that while this is all going on, one of the things that we're seeing is this sideshow with the so-called Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or whatever they're calling themselves. And as is almost always the case, we're dealing with an enemy that's almost entirely of American manufacture. And this is something that got its start in 2006. A lot of people are blaming Barack Obama for this. As is almost always the case, Obama inherited a terrible problem and made it worse. He's simply coasting in the same tracks that the Bush administration, his predecessor, had been involved in. When you're talking about what happened with the Sunni insurgency in Iraq, that's something that was really put in place in 2006 with the surge. And it had been the policy of the United States to install the Shiite government, and the Shiite government that was installed after Saddam was overthrown and the Iraqi army was disbanded, took advantage of that power vacuum to start making life miserable for that country's Sunni minority. And that, of course, engendered a backlash. Several elements of that minority were being courted during the surge and afterwards, and they were being used as a training ground for the people who had tore Libya to shreds, have been tearing Syria to bloody shreds as well. And now this coalesced into this group called the Islamic State. And one of the things that strikes me, Dr. Stan, about the propaganda that these people put out is that they're obviously very capable and very media savvy in a way that most previous insurgencies have not been. They seem to be putting out material that is specifically calibrated for public consumption here in the United States. And you mentioned at the beginning of the program, Dr. Stan, that Prime Minister Cameron over in Britain has been squawking and fussing and emitting all kinds of panic noises about the imminence of a threat of an attack on Great Britain from this supposedly world-changing and continent-bestriding menace that is the Islamic State, as if they really pose that kind of a threat outside of their immediate area of operation. What we were told a couple of weeks ago is that they had chased this ancient religious minority up into the mountains where they were going to be starving them and slaughtering them, and it turns out that's where those people live. They weren't really being menaced so much by the Islamic State, although the bombing campaigns that were being used supposedly to rescue these people were causing more damage, perhaps, than the Islamic State cadres were. And then we had the conspicuous supposed execution of Foley, the journalist. I don't know what happened to him, but what we saw in that video was not an execution. Most people didn't watch the film. I certainly didn't watch the clip until Jeff Berwick, who interviewed me earlier this week. He's the author of Dollar Vigilante. He's a Canadian expatriate living in Mexico. And he had me on this program. One of the things he urged was that I needed to watch that video. And, of course, I couldn't bring myself to watch the video. I didn't want to see somebody get beheaded on camera. I don't really enjoy watching people die or being tortured, whether you're talking about fiction or whether you're talking about documentary. And I think this is more the former than the latter. I'm not at all convinced that what we were seeing here was an actual event in which a hostage was being forced to offer some kind of a confession and then have his wind slipped by a hooded executioner. I don't know what happened there, but what we saw was not an execution. But it's incessantly being drummed into the public mind that ISIS is composed of the same people who beheaded on camera this American journalist. I don't know whether he's alive or dead. I don't know what role he played in all this. But what I do know is that, of course, the camera faded out before we actually saw an execution take place. Now, Daniel Pearl, who was killed by radicals attached to another group with connections to the CIA, the people who killed Daniel Pearl and who did behead him, apparently, were distantly related to our good friends in the Kosovo Liberation Army, which was supported and funded and trained by the CIA. That was an actual execution. We didn't actually have a snuff film of that. And we didn't see or receive any evidence that he had made some dramatic scripted statement of the sort that was performed, for lack of a better word, by Foley in that video clip. But this has bewitched the intelligence of most of the American public here. I was listening to a local radio host in Boise, a fellow who's intermittently lucid on foreign affairs. His name is Nate Shellman. And he said in his discussion yesterday that 2 weeks ago, when they were talking about ISIS threatening the religious minorities in Iraq, that he was of the opinion to stay out of this conflict. We'd already had two wars in Iraq. That was two wars too many. There's no point getting involved again. There's really no compelling need for the United States to become mired in Mesopotamia. He wanted nothing to do with it. He said, I've changed my mind completely. What changed my mind, of course, was the beheading of Foley.
Well, let me just ask you, William, the picture that I saw showed a gentleman with a black hood and all dressed in black, and then a Foley kneeling down in his orange jumpsuit. But the executioner had a knife.
Yeah.
He didn't have a sword. I mean, there's no way you can behead somebody with a knife.
No. Yeah, you're not going to be able to. You know the anatomy better than I do, Dr. Stang, given your medical background, but it seems to me that size of a knife is not going to be able to cut through the carpet, the spinal column, and certainly it's not the sort of thing that's going to result in a clean beheading of the sort that here's the interesting thing, that is still practiced in the Muslim world. I've got a friend who was stationed in the Levant twice, once during the 1967 crisis, again the 1972 crisis. He seemed to have found a niche being everywhere there's trouble going on in the world. And his commanding officer had a photograph that was taken in the main square in Riyadh during a public execution. They still do public executions to this day in Saudi Arabia. And the executioner was captured by this photographer at the very moment that his scimitar, I believe it was a scimitar, I can't remember what kind of a blade it was, but it was described to me, it sounded like a scimitar, the very moment the blade was touching the neck of the prone victim. And they refined it to such science that there is relatively little bloodshed given what's going on here because the cut is so clean and so quick. Now, that's not what was going on here. And from what I've been able to find out, of course, we're talking about secondary hearsay type reports that are in the secular press, for lack of a better way of describing it, is that the figure who is the villain cast as the heavy in this clip is from Great Britain. I mean, this is a guy who's not trained to be an executioner, in other words. But he's obviously somebody who carries off very well on camera. He cuts through the camera very well, to use the show business expression. And I watched that video, and I said, you know, this looks to me like really poorly staged melodrama, almost on the level of professional wrestling. But it's subject to confirmation bias on the part of the American public here. Suddenly we're told that 2 or 3 weeks ago, this little group of very extravagantly nasty people who were not at all threatening in terms of their confidence, suddenly they have the means to take us out. We actually have people, supposedly adult people in the Congress, and granted, such people under premium, particularly in that institution, trying to say that at some point these people are going to take out an American city. And I'm looking at what I've seen and what I've read and trying to run the map and trying to make the numbers work out in such a way that this group of people, which do strike me as, to use a much maligned phrase that unfortunately came from Barack Obama, is no better than the JV squad, because they're not that numerous, they're not that well-equipped. They're taking over towns in Iraq where they're going to be received very well because of large Sunni minorities or large Sunni majorities. But it doesn't seem to me that, despite of the fact that they grandly style themselves as the vanguard of the caliphate, that they're actually going to be able to take over that part of the Near East, and let alone acquire the strategic means to threaten any country outside that immediate region, let alone Great Britain. The United States is even in the ballpark of what would be vulnerable to ISIS. But let's assume, just for the sake of giving the benefit of the doubt, but people who are pushing the war narrative here, let's assume that ISIS actually poses an existential threat to the United States. You know, 15,000, 20,000 people, not particularly well-armed, not particularly efficient. Let's assume that these people actually do have the means to threaten our very existence. Why, in the name of everything that's holy and much that's profane, if that is the case, are we starting up with Russia? If ISIS threatens us that badly, why is the same government pretending as if we can push the Russians there into a corner and get away with it? You see, these two things cannot exist in the same universe of fact. If ISIS is a sort of a group that could supposedly threaten our very existence, then the last thing we should be doing right now is starting up a potential front with Russia, because Russia does have the means to hurt us. You know, unlike the United States, Russia actually has an aerospace program that works. They're actually building new launch. They actually knew how to make things work at reasonably minimal cost. Mr. Savorov, who's the chief designer of their rockets during the 1960s, or actually died 1967 or 1968, took an appendectomy of all the elected things, but he was given very little to work with, and he was actually much more efficient than the United States in many respects. These people know how to make things work because they've had to use ingenuity. They didn't have the resources the United States had. So the point I'm making here is that we're being fed two contradictory narratives here about threat. We have to stand up to the Russians because of the supposedly horrible things that they're responsible for uniquely in Ukraine, while at the same time we're supposed to be quivering in our boots over the threat that ISIS poses to us. They're not even really a government. They're not even a nation state. But we're being told that they have the capacity to immolate an American city. And once again, this is the sort of thing that happens when people have surrendered their capacity for critical thinking. They've put their skepticism in escrow, and they're allowing our would-be rulers to write the narratives whereby they live their lives.
And William, I'm going to have to interrupt you now. I would simply point out for our listeners that ISIS was created by the CIA. And if you doubt that, certainly go up on the internet and type in CIA created ISIS, or Aaron Klein, read Aaron Klein's article on this, pointing out he's verified that they were trained in Jordan under the auspices of the CIA. But before we go any further, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your website, how they can get your books, how they get to your radio program, how they can get to your PayPal button.
I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My chief outlet is my blog, Pro Libertate. It's found at freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Or go to Google or some other search engine, type in my name, William N. Grigg. Pro Libertate should be the first return. There is a PayPal button at the right-hand margin of every page, and at the bottom of every essay, there's also a button for Bitcoin donations. I really do appreciate the help that we've received. That's my primary means of supporting my family. My radio program is called Freedom Zealot Radio. It's broadcast every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Pacific, on the Liberty News Radio Network. That's LibertyRoundtable.com is the flagship website, Liberty News Radio Network. You can look at the upper right-hand quadrant of the page and find the Listen Live Now button. You can listen to the program by live streaming. There's also a list of affiliates. At the bottom of every essay on Pro Libertate, there is a link to the archive of my podcast. If you want to listen to the podcast rather than as a radio program. Once again, Pro Libertate, the blog, is my chief outlet. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. The PayPal button is on the right-hand margin of the page at the bottom of every essay.
And let me recommend Sidney William Grieg's material. William is certainly one of the most astute observers and columnists that we have. It's always a pleasure to have him with us here at Radio Liberty as we explore what's going on. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, everything is manipulated. Sidney, the propaganda machine that controls the reality of the American people is very effective. It's time you begin, though, trying to think independently. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we are really dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, well, with the information you're not going to get from other sources. We're carried on FM stations. We're carried on AM stations. We're carried on shortwave. You can get us on satellite. You can get us on the Internet. And Sidney, if you don't have a local station, why, you can go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And Sidney, pull down, just go to a place where it says listen, and you can hear our programs there. Live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. And we do hope that many of you out there will just do that, listen to our programs on a regular basis. And if you're in a position to help us financially, we'd love to hear from you. Now, I point out that I know an awful lot of people are having real financial problems today. And I can promise you one thing I'm sure of, and that things are going to get an awful lot worse. We're going to have more and more financial problems here in the United States and throughout the world. Certainly the whole world economy is contracting. They keep telling us how much better things are here, there, and elsewhere. All these wonderful new jobs, they don't point out that most of these new jobs are part-time jobs. And that is certainly what we're seeing today, a dramatic increase in part-time jobs. And, well, what we need to do is get people to understand that we are controlled by a small group, perhaps 5 or 6,000 or 4 or 5,000 people. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you don't know who they are or what motivates them, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And Sydney, if you want to know how the media is controlled, the little book, The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor who thinks the right-wing controls the media, but he names the six major corporations that control 90% of the media outlets and control largely what you think and believe. And basically, of course, this is why you need to get my book. People who've read the book, it's changed their lives. It's changed their outlook. And we think it's a very, very important book. I'd love to write others, but certainly at the present time, my health, of course, has been restricted. So basically, we hope that you'll read what we have written in the past. We also wrote a book entitled AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, but I wrote that before I realized that AIDS was a manufactured disease. And certainly, I believe Ebola is. I mean, why are we getting new strains of the Ebola virus in different parts of Africa? I mean, if people go from one part of Africa to another, they should carry the same strain, but they don't. The new strains turn up, and this is true with the HIV virus as well. How do we know for certain that HIV, was created? Well, first of all, because it's designed primarily to kill blacks. That's why, of course, here in the United States, over 40% of all the AIDS cases are among the black population, not because they're more promiscuous, but because they're more prone to get the disease. And basically, one of the men who created this disease was dying of cancer, and he went to a gentleman, and he told him the story. And the book, the story is told in a book called Full Disclosure. If you don't believe it, you can go up in the internet and look it up under Amazon. Full Disclosure, last time I looked, the book was running over $100. Why? Because they buy them up and they destroy them. The last thing they want is for the public to know that there is a genocidal program being carried out throughout the world today. Anyway, under any circumstances, we do hope that many of you out there will decide to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then we hope that you will actually join in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. So remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection.
You know.
acoustic buttons, just like he said. And what we're doing is playing my something else. Which one of these things? Which one of these is it?
This one.
I push stop and I press play. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Warren Smith, who certainly has been in the New Age, certainly has become an evangelical Christian. He's written a number of books, and we've interviewed him in the past. But we wanted to hear about his latest book, Another Jesus Calling. Another Jesus Calling is an important book, which we will be caring to make available if you'd like to get it. And basically, it is simply a critique of a book, well, two books. One was called God Calling that came out some years ago. And another one is called A Jesus Calling, written by a woman, ostensibly a Christian. But of course, she has sold at least nine million copies of this book, and many much more. Probably many more than that. Certainly this book is being circulated in the Christian community. It's being used as a basis for Bible study. But unfortunately, they're talking about a different Jesus and a different Christianity. And unfortunately, millions of Americans are incapable of seeing this because nobody's telling them and warning them what's wrong with the book Jesus Calling. So Warren has written a book called Another Jesus Calling. Warren, thank you very much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Stan.
You pick up the story from there.
Well, this book, Jesus Calling, is patterned after, as you said, the book God Calling. God Calling was a channeled New Age book that was channeled through two English women back in the 1930s. Sarah Young, the woman who has penned Jesus Calling, said that this book, God Calling, was a treasure to her and inspired her to write her book, Jesus Calling. This should immediately, you know, put out some red flags for anybody, because to be inspired by a channeled New Age book is not exactly the way that you want to do your communication and prayer life. But these messages that she's gotten have been arranged in the form of a devotional. And it's a 365-day, you know, yearly devotional. And these are messages. Each day is a message that she got from Jesus. And when one reads these messages, there are significant problems. We'll go over that. But I think, first of all, I just want to say that God Calling is a book that I had in my New Age library when I was a New Ager. I mean, that was a book that was commonly held by many of us that were in the New Age. But beyond that, the Encyclopedia of New Age Beliefs, published by Christian publisher Harvest House, written by John Ankerberg and John Weldon, in their chapter on channeling, they document very completely how God Calling is a channeled New Age book. So first question is, why is this woman writing a book, Jesus Calling? Title is almost the same as God Calling, inspired by a channeled New Age book. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. So we need to look carefully at what is being said, supposedly from Jesus, and to see if it matches up with the Bible for one, and also just to use our, you know, come let us reason together, the Bible said. We need to look at not only Scripture, but just reasonably, do the things that this Jesus is saying, do they match up, you know, with common sense?
Well, we're told in the latter days there's going to be a great falling away, and certainly America is probably one of the staunchest Christian nations in the world today. And basically, is the Christianity in America under attack? Is it being subtly altered, and so subtly that people really don't recognize it? And unless somebody really points out what's wrong, it sounds so good. I mean, after all, wouldn't you want to be able to communicate with our Lord Jesus Christ? How can you communicate with him directly? Well, contemplative prayer. At least that's what they want to convince you of. But unfortunately, contemplative prayer sometimes can open you up to demonic possession. Well, our guest is Warren Smith. You're really going to enjoy his book, Another Jesus.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
No one comes to the Father except through me.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Warren is talking about the original book, or the one that was for which the Jesus calling is patterned. The original book was called God Calling, and it was channeled to a couple of English women. And basically, of course, it is a New Age book. And basically, of course, they use a lot of Christian terminology, but basically, of course, the ideas in, if you understand them, are basically wrong. But most people don't understand them because it's presented in Christianese. It sounds like it's Christian. Basically, it is presented in a manner that professes to be representing Christianity, and it is subtly designed to take people away from Christianity, to get them to open their minds for demonic possession. And unfortunately, the demonic forces really are not imaginary. They're real, and they're infecting and certainly oppressing more and more Christians today. We're told that in the latter days, you know, wide is the gate and many will pass that way, but that's not the way to Christianity. The way to Christianity is a very narrow gate. And basically, there are going to be many people who will think that they're Christians and are not because they've embraced this foreign ideology. Go right ahead, Warren.
Yeah, you said it, Stan. They weave false teachings amidst Scripture. I had one man in Wisconsin who came up to me and he said, you know what threw me about Jesus' calling is that there were scriptural references at the bottom of every page. And in the wilderness, when Jesus was tempted by the devil, and Jesus was countering the temptations by saying, it is written. The devil noticed that and then came back with a scripture of his own, quoted from Psalms. So we can't, just because there's scriptures there, does not mean that it's biblical. It has to be totally in context. I think perhaps the most significant false teaching in God calling that's repeated in Jesus calling is the idea that you and I have talked about before, Stan, many times. The bottom line of the New Age movement is that God is in everyone and everything. And this is the oneness that the New Age wants and that they will try to use to recreate the future so that we don't have to have the future that's in the book of Revelation. We have a recreated future, where, as New Age leader Barbara Marx Hubbard Christ said, there is an alternative to Armageddon. In God calling, this teaching, God in everyone, here's the quote from the Jesus of God calling. He says, "True it is, I wait in many a heart, but so few retire into that inner place of being to commune with me. Wherever the soul is, I am. Man has rarely understood this. I am actually at the center of every man's being." That's it right there. Close up your book. That's the bottom line of the New Age. If you really believe Galatians 5:9, that a little leaven leavens the whole lump, that's it right there. And that's the linchpin that New Age leader Neil Donald Walsh said that is the one most important teaching, God in everyone. In Jesus calling, the Jesus of Jesus calling says, "I am above all as well as in all." That's on page 199. That's exactly the same teaching. That's the bottom line of the New Age. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. A few other things we're just kind of going through God calling, because this was the inspiration to author Sarah Young of Jesus Calling. She was inspired by that book. She called it a treasure to me. And Jesus warned, and he said, you know, where your treasure is, your heart will be also. And then right after that, he warned about a light that is dark, and he warned about serving two masters. But one of the things that is laid out in God calling are the sort of unbiblical, hyper-charismatic, New Agey, name it and claim it, health and wealth teaching. The Jesus of God calling says, "I who could command a universe, I await the command of my children. Command your Lord. Claim big, really big things now. Remember, nothing is too big. Claim my power. Think health, health comes. Be not afraid. Health and wealth are coming to you both." Talking to the two listeners and their readers. These are the kinds of teachings that we find in the hyper-charismatic movement. They're not biblical. Another factor in the God Calling book that is repeated in the Jesus Calling book is that spiritual experience replaces God's word. In other words, there's an emphasis. Sarah Young in Jesus Calling said that she wanted more. "I yearned for more than just the Bible. Experience a word from God trumping the word of God." And that's where Christian leaders are trying to take the church right now into, as you mentioned before, Stan, contemplative prayer, which is a bogus term. There's biblical meditation. You can find that in the Bible, where to meditate on God's statutes, his testimonies, his works. It's an active prayer. It's an active discipline. It is not passive. We're not sitting there being still, waiting for Jesus to just soak into us, as they talk about in Jesus Calling. This idea that contemplative prayer can be a way of receiving new truths and new revelation. This is the only way that they can try to superimpose teachings from God and Jesus over those of the Bible, if we get these new revelations, these new teachings. And that's what we've talked about this many times on the program. When I was involved in the New Age, I followed the Christ of A Course in Miracles, the New Age Christ of A Course in Miracles, the one that Oprah Winfrey has endorsed, the one that Marianne Williamson has made very famous through her book, A Return to Love, Reflections on the Principles of A Course in Miracles. The Jesus of A Course in Miracles, and I believe this when I was in the New Age, said the journey to the cross should be the last useless journey. A slain Christ has no meaning. Do not make the pathetic error of clinging to the old rugged cross. These are new, unbiblical, heretical, blasphemous teachings that are coming supposedly from Christ. Sarah Young's Jesus are not making quite these extreme statements, but her book really, I believe, is a transitional book that's taking the church from the Bible into a new age where these new teachings, these supposed new truths, will manifest. So we have to be very careful when the Jesus of God calling says, "I am revealing so much to you. Each truth is a jewel. seek to find a heart home for each truth I have imparted to you, more truths will flow in. For you, my children, I will unlock the secret treasure hidden from so many. The idea here is that you have a, you know, that he wants, this false Christ wants you to believe you have a special place in his heart, and he's going to give you new truths and new revelations, things that can't be found in the Bible or couldn't be explained in the Bible. Sola Scriptura, the Bible stands. We have everything that we need to know in the Bible for reproof, for correction. Everything you need to know is right there. We do not need voices coming in the name of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, God, or whatever, angels. This is the way that they operated in the New Age, and it's now coming into the church. The most dangerous thing that I think is presented or not presented in this book is that there is no warning to test the Spirit. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We are not hearing these warnings from Christian leaders. We're just being told, sit, recite scripture, sometimes be still and know that I am God, Psalm 46:10, and then wait to hear what Jesus would tell you. No warnings about testing the Spirit.
And, of course, I think one of the significant things is they play down the Word of God. They play down the Bible. And what you really want is certainly you don't want the Word from the Scriptures. You want God to talk to you, so you have to open up your mind. You have to put yourself into neutral. You have to have no thoughts at all. Go into yoga or trance. And then, of course, God will speak to you. Well, that's not the way that it really works, because what you're doing is really opening your mind up for demonic possession. And that's unfortunately, I fear what's happened to so many Christians today, who now their whole attitude is changed. Their outlook on God is changed. They think they have a relationship with him. But is it the God of the Bible that they have a relationship with? Or do they understand that there really are demonic forces out there intent upon possessing as many souls as they can? Go right ahead.
Well, it's interesting, Dr. Stan, because in Jesus' calling, this quote-unquote Jesus says the following: my main work is to clear out debris and clutter, making room for my Spirit to take full possession. Sit quietly in my presence, letting my thoughts reprogram your thinking. Come to me with your defenses down, ready to be blessed and filled with my presence. Come to me with your defenses down. No, put on the full armor of God and stand fast against the wiles of the devil. That's what the Bible says. The Jesus of Jesus calling says your relationship with me is meant to be vibrant and challenging as I invade more and more areas of your life. While you relax in my presence, I am molding your mind and cleansing your heart. And then just another one, I have taken up residence within you. Dr. Stan, if this is not the true Jesus Christ, these are very frightening and very scary statements for a Christian to let these things take place in their life. And they need to really pray. And if anybody out there is reading Jesus Calling or knows people that is reading it, they need to pray if they're in doubt and say, Lord, true Lord Jesus Christ, I do not want to be deceived. If I'm being deceived, please let me know. This is exactly what Johanna Michelson, the author of The Beautiful Side of Evil, a Christian woman who accepted the Lord in college, shortly thereafter, because she didn't really know her Bible, she ended up with an occult psychic surgeon in Mexico City doing blasphemous healings that looked good. People were getting healed, but they were taking on all that comes when you put yourself under the hands of an occult teacher, an occult psychic surgeon, like Hermanito, the one that Johanna was working with. Johanna's relationship with this psychic surgeon started to get a little bit tentative, and she started to feel that things weren't just as perfect as she thought, and she actually went over to Europe, and she had an interesting thing happen there. Sounds like the break's coming.
You're right, of course, but she spent some time with Dr. Francis Schaefer.
She did, in Labrie. Yeah.
One of my great heroes. I had the privilege of having met him certainly before he passed away, but one of the great Christians of this era. And I think, of course, I know basically he cautioned Joanna about these spirits he was in contact with, and Joanna's a personal friend of ours, and Joanna certainly came to realize that she had been totally misled by what she thought was a Christian teacher, and actually the teachings were coming from the dark side, from the other part of the spectrum. We'll be back here in just a moment with Warren Smith right here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought for just a minute. We're going to bring all of our stations back on. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Warren Smith, and we're simply talking about these false ideas that have infiltrated the church, and basically, of course, at one point, my Warren, who's our guest this evening, was part of the New Age movement, and basically, of course, one of the things they kept stressing is that the world was going to end with laughter. Everybody was going to be laughing at the end, and basically what they're doing is misleading people, giving them all sorts of false promises. is, but the difficulty is we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and people don't understand there is an enemy out there. There is an enemy that certainly, if you put your, or you let your guard down, they will come and possess you and mislead you into all sorts of heresies. Go right ahead, Warren.
Yeah, this book, Jesus Calling by Sarah Young, as we speak, it's the number one best-selling Christian book right now. It's sold nearly 10 million copies, maybe more. It was the number five best-selling book on Amazon of all books last year. A pastor in Santa Rosa, California, recently warned his congregation about this book, Jesus Calling, and there were audible gasps in the congregation from women who were very attached to this book. There's a very strong presence that comes with this Jesus, and the question is, what presence is it? And from what I've read in the book, and I've documented, I've got 20 concerns about this book that I've carefully documented, and that's what we're going through right now, and I'm going to do another one here. The Jesus of Jesus Calling is a flatterer. It's interesting because the book of Daniel, the prophet Daniel warned about Antichrist, and he said that Antichrist will come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flattery. Listen to some of these things that are told to Sarah Young and her readers from this quote-unquote Jesus. When you trustingly whisper my name, my aching ears are soothed. As you listen to birds calling to one another, hear also my love call to you. When you walk through a day in trusting dependence on me, my aching heart is soothed. Feel your face tingle as you bask in my love light. I'm aching to hold you in my everlasting arms, to enfold you in my love. Speak to me in love tones. Some of these things aren't worthy of a off-color Hallmark card. I mean, this is not our Lord and Savior. The sheep know his voice, and this is not our Lord's voice. He does not flatter. He was always respectful, but he didn't flatter people unnecessarily or praise them excessively the way that Sarah Young's Jesus has done. When I was in the New Age, we got a lot of this, and it made us feel very important, very special, but, you know, in retrospect, it was part of the way that we got seduced. Another real serious concern is that there's a direct contradiction from Sarah Young's Jesus. He said that, very clearly, he said, I am with you always. These were the last words I spoke before I ascended into heaven. However, this part of Matthew 28:16 and 20 was spoken on a mount in Galilee and were not his last words. His last words were in the book of Acts 1:6-9. And I'll just read them. And he said unto them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. This is a direct contradiction of what the Jesus of Jesus Calling is saying by quoting from Matthew 28. Jesus is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He cannot contradict himself. But Sarah Young's Jesus, who claims to be the real Jesus, does contradict the real Jesus Christ in its most serious way. So that's another thing to really consider. One of the things that troubled me was there's a fair amount of mockery in this book that's, I didn't think it was that subtle. For instance, he says, take time to rest by the wayside. Well, this is in the parable of the sower and the seed in Matthew 13:18-19. This is where the wayside is where the devil takes the word of God out of men's hearts. So for him to say, take time to rest by the wayside, to me, is just flat-out mockery. Another thing that he said is, be willing to go out on a limb with me, if that's where I'm leading you. Dr. Stan, Out on a Limb was Shirley MacLaine's book, one of the most popular New Age books. I don't think the real Jesus Christ is going to be throwing a term like out on a limb just out there willy-nilly like that.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think that it's so easy to be misled, ladies and gentlemen, especially when nobody is warning you. It, when you read something, and it sounds like it's written by a Christian, and they use Christian terms, and they use Christian scriptures. Why? But you have to be discerning, and unfortunately, why many people are not discerning today, and many people are being led away from the real Jesus Christ into a false religion. And we must pray for them. We must do everything we can to inform them and try to bring them back into the fold before it's too late.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Graham. Because other Christians are doing it, they think that it's right, but they haven't really examined it.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. But basically, Sunday Warren is talking about the fact that Christians are giving this book away. According to Warren, they actually put out probably more than 10 million copies of this book, which is really, of course, leading people into a relationship with a false Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to be carrying the book, but before we go on, Warren, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with your website and get your information?
Sure. The book, Another Jesus Calling, How False Christs Are Entering the Church Through Contemplative Prayer, is published by Lighthouse Trails. And I have a website on that Lighthouse Trails website, warrenbsmith.com, www.warrenbsmith.com.
And I think it's an important book, and we think that people should be reading it and warning others, because it is so, basically it is so seductive when ministers are advocating it, when suddenly they are producing or organizing suddenly study groups around this book, more and more people are taken in. And unless you stop and understand the New Age, understanding suddenly that this is preaching a false gospel and a false Jesus, why, we're going to lose an awful lot of souls. Go right ahead, William. Go right ahead, Warren.
Yeah. Just because in the Course of Miracles, the Christ of A Course of Miracles would use a lot of biblical terms, would throw in some theology that was correct. And there was a pastor, Harry Ironsides, at Moody Bible Church. He was there back from 1930 to 1948. He wrote an article that I would really recommend that people download if they just Google, "Is Exposing Error Worthwhile?" by Dr. Harry Ironsides. He gives a very good explanation of why we should contend for the faith and why we need to look more closely at these things. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 5, it's a shame we have to talk about these things, but we must bring them to the light. There are too many people getting deceived. And in his article, Dr. Ironsides said this: error is like leaven, of which we read, "A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Truth mixed with error is equivalent to all error, except that it's more innocent-looking and therefore more dangerous. God hates such a mixture, calls for definite exposure and repudiation. To condone such is to be unfaithful to God and his word and treacherous to imperiled souls for whom Christ died." The Apostle Paul warned about people who talked out of both sides of their mouth. And David talked about in the Psalms, Psalm 12, about those with a double heart. James warned of those with a double mind. The Jesus of Jesus calling talks out of both sides of his mouth. He'll say some things that are very true, then all of a sudden he'll come in with something like this about Abraham, the patriarch Abraham. Listen to this and tell me if you think that this sounds like the patriarch Abraham that you read about in the Bible. The Jesus of Jesus calling says, "Remember the extreme measures I used with Abraham and Isaac. I took Isaac to the very point of death to free Abraham from sun worship," S-O-N worship. "Both Abraham and Isaac suffered terribly because of the father's undisciplined emotions. I detest idolatry, even in the form of parental love." He's just labeled Abraham an idolater, a sun worshiper, and a man of undisciplined emotions who caused a lot of suffering for him and his son. That is not in Scripture. That's not the way he was regarded. This is extra-biblical, and it's simply not true. As a matter of fact, it's been troublesome enough, that I think that Thomas Nelson, the publisher, realized this, and they have cut and pasted many of the sentences in that particular devotion. I think it was August 23rd, if I'm not mistaken. And they have substituted now Joseph and Jacob. So it no longer, in a lot of their current copies, it no longer reads Abraham and Isaac. It talks about Jacob and Joseph. The thing that's even more troubling is that all references to the New Age book God Calling have been eliminated from a new version that's showing up in bookstores as we speak, with no explanation as to why they suddenly have taken away the book that inspired Terry Young to write Jesus Calling. Gone. Just eliminated. Can't find it. We are currently, Lighthouse Trails and myself are currently asking Thomas Nelson and Terry Young for an explanation on why this was dropped when this was supposedly the inspiration and what she called a treasure to me. There's many other things that have been cleaned up, if you will, in the introduction, where the word message, getting messages from Jesus, has been replaced by the word devotion. There were other things that are especially troubling. The mist that surrounded her when she was at La Brie in France, when she had this experience, the spiritual experience with what she called sweet Jesus, the mist that surrounded her is now gone from the new edition. There's just a very troubling number of additions, deletions, changes that have gone on. There are the same ISBN numbers on the books, even though they have different writings. It looks to me like a lot of manipulation is going on with some of the more controversial elements of her book. Somebody picking up a new copy with this new version in their bookstore today would have trouble with some of the footnotes that I have, because some of my footnotes relate to God Calling, and God Calling is no longer in this new book. So Christian publishers just don't seem to have a love of the truth anymore. They have a love of money, which we're warned about in the Bible, that the love of money is the root of all evil. So I think it's a combination of the devil seducing and deceiving in this book, and just crass Christian, so-called Christian commercialism that's not really addressing the hard issues. It's trying to kind of cover them up and represent them. And there are so many spin-off books, Dr. Stan. I think there must be like 30, 40, 50 different products all spinning off of this book, Jesus Calling. The most outrageous to me is Jesus Calling 365 Devotions for Kids. And it says Sarah Young, and underneath that it says adapted by Tama Fortner, and under that edited by Chris Bears. So we supposedly have Jesus talking to Sarah Young, and then Tina Fortner adapting whatever that was, and then edited by this Chris Bears. And some of the devotions or messages that have been reproduced in this book bear no resemblance to the original message or devotion that was in Jesus Calling. As a matter of fact, on January 6th, this is for kids now, Jesus talking, dare to dream my dream. This is Jesus to kids. Dream your biggest, most incredible dream, and then know that I am able to do far more than that, far more than you could ever ask or imagine. Allow me to fill your mind with my dreams for you. Dr. Stan, we talked about God's dream. Rick Warren calls his peace plan God's dream for you and the world. This is Robert Schuller. This is Norma Vincent Peale. This God's dream in the kids' version doesn't bear any resemblance to the January 6th devotion and Jesus Calling. It's almost like Robert Schuller or Norman Vincent Peale jumped in and just popped that into the, you know, or this Tina Fortner who adapted her original thing. We're putting words in Jesus' mouth, and that is really, really dangerous. And I don't really understand why Christian leaders haven't spoken out about this, but it seems that 1 Corinthians 14:8 is the rule of the day. If the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for the battle? I think one of the reasons, Dr. Stan, that Christian leadership as a whole has not addressed this book, and by the way, this book was first published in 2004. It's been out 10 years. It's doubled in sales almost every year, and it's now up to 10 million, and is continuing to be the number one book. So I think one of the main reasons that Christian leaders are not addressing this is because they're so in love with contemplative prayer. This book pushes and makes a case for contemplative prayer, but not a very good one, a very unbiblical one.
Can you explain to our listeners where contemplative
prayer,
where that prayer actually differs from regular prayer?
Well, you know what? The fact that you got a little bit tongue-tied on that is because contemplative prayer is really, it's just bogus. It's a counterfeit for biblical meditation. There's a Be Still video that has Beth Moore and others on it, and Richard Foster, and they're really pushing contemplative prayer. You recite a scripture, and you wait to hear what God would tell you. It's formulaic, and it's a way to get extra-biblical revelation from the spirit world. The question is, where are you getting it from? Who is it? Are you testing the spirits? In that Be Still video, Richard Foster says you can always tell the devil, and you can always tell the voice of God. Well, that's not true. Satan comes as an angel of light. You might recall in my testimony that in my book, The Light That Was Dark, I was seeing a psychic for the very first time. I was seeing a psychic to sort of accommodate a friend. And during that psychic reading, a whirling sensation came over my head. I didn't know what was going on. And then she turns to me without my saying anything to her, and she said, are you aware there's a ball of light over your head right now? I mean, Richard Foster to say you can always tell what's the devil and what's not, it's just not accurate. And it's very deceiving, and it gives people a sort of a sense of confidence going into contemplative prayer. So biblical meditation is what Christians are supposed to do. You take scripture, and you actively look at that scripture. You look at God's works. It's not a passive, be still, sit, relax, let the light soak into you, all the things that are brought up 365 times or more. The word presence is brought up in her book, and the question is, what presence is it?
I share your concern, and I really think that your message is so vitally important, and I'm hoping that people want to get your book. It's called Another Jesus Calling. You can get that by calling our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, Another Jesus Calling. Go right ahead.
Stan, I think it's important for people to understand that this is much more than just some unbiblical teachings. What I noticed in this book is that many of the teachings that I had in the New Age are sort of introduced on a very elementary level. For instance, the Jesus of Jesus Calling says, when you make that quantum leap into eternity, you will find me awaiting you in heaven. Quantum physics is being used by the New Age to try to prove that God is in everyone and everything. Matthew Fox, Teilhard de Chardin, the father of the New Age movement, says that God is in every atom. If God is in every atom, then God is in everything. God is in everyone. We are all one. We don't need a savior. We save ourselves by going within. I do not believe that the real, true Jesus Christ is going to throw out a term like quantum leap. When you make that quantum leap into eternity, you'll find me waiting in heaven. The other, that's what I call the quantum lie. I actually talk about that in another book, The Wonderful Deception. Another one that's just unbelievable, Barbara Marks Hubbard. You might just briefly tell your listeners, because you are very knowledgeable about Barbara Marks Hubbard. She channels Christ, and just tell them a little bit about Barbara Marks Hubbard.
Well, Barbara Marks Hubbard is an occult leader. In fact, she's probably one of the leading occult leaders in America today. And basically, she has been a consultant to the military. She has high friends in the highest places in our government. And she is basically writing extensively and talking extensively about this new world order that's coming. And basically, she wrote a book, and it's in the original manuscript of the book, which we have. She talks about how we're going to have to destroy a quarter of the population of the earth, a quarter of the population of the earth, made to be the leaders and to know God, and half are sort of neutral, but there's this one group, a quarter of the people, who are suddenly aligned, and of course she's talking about Christians, and she says they're going to have to be killed, they're going to have to be destroyed, but that is not your job, my dear, that is ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse death. Those are her words. I have them. We are the riders of the pale horse death. Now, when she actually published this book, the later editions deleted that part of it. The last thing they want for people to understand is they really do intend to kill off a large part of the population of our world. Barbara Marks Hubbard is one of the leaders of the world occult movement, pushing this occult philosophy today. Go right ahead.
And remember, Dr. Stan, that book was called what? The Book of Co-Creation.
Right, the Book of Co-Creation.
Okay, and she quoted her Christ saying, here we are now poised either on the brink of destruction greater than the world has ever seen, a destruction which will cripple planet Earth forever and release only a few to go on, or on the threshold of global co-creation wherein each person on Earth will be attracted to participate in his or her own evolution of godliness. New Age leader Neil Donald Walsh said after September 11th, he said, yet let me make something clear. The era of the single savior is over. What is needed now is joint action, combined effort, collective co-creation. And what does the Jesus of Jesus Calling say? There is a very practical way of collaborating with me. I, the creator of the universe, have deigned to co-create with you. So there he's introducing Barbara Marks Hubbard, the false Christ of the New Age, the conditioning process that's going on by the Antichrist, talking about co-creation. We are not God. We do not co-create with God. God is the creator. This goes right along with the quantum leap. Barbara Marks Hubbard talks about the quantum transformation, the quantum instant. But one that's very, very curious is a cocoon of light. In Hubbard's work, she says that her Christ told her to visualize a cocoon and then to place themselves in the cocoon and in his body of light. This Christ of the New Age says to Hubbard, create the cocoon of light, materialize my body of light in your mind's eye, visualize yourselves entering the cocoon and placing your body in my body of light, giving it permission to become a new body like mine. It's already pre-programmed to change. Sounding just like the New Age Christ, the Jesus of Jesus Calling told Sarah Young, I am all around you like a cocoon. of light. This is the overlapping of terms. This is the New Age permeating into the church. We warned, and actually in my book back in 2002, False Christ Coming, Does Anybody Care? False Christ Coming. Now we have false Christ in the church. The ultimate identity theft, of course, being Antichrist, taking the place of the true Jesus Christ. But he's now doing this. And again, that doesn't mean that there aren't things that are true in Jesus' calling, but they're weaved together with all these false teachings. And all it takes is a little leaven to leaven the whole lump. And there's a lot of leaven in this book.
Yes, there certainly is, but certainly it's important people understand how readily good Christian people all across America have been misled. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, have you, in your studies of the occult, have you come upon the term alchemy?
Certainly, right.
Do you want to say anything
well,
about
basically,
it?
No. Alchemy basically is the belief traditionally that you could take base metal and convert it into gold. But of course, certainly what they're doing spiritually is they're taking their teaching and turn it into gold. And basically, they're alchemists because they can actually create certainly truth out of false ideas. But go ahead.
Well, the Oxford Dictionary says, that explained the New Age occult underpinnings of alchemy itself. The art is distinguished from the pure science of chemistry by its mixture of mystical and magical elements with the technology. Alchemy in late antiquity was born of three streams, technology, theory, and occult religion. The term divine alchemy is brought up. Sarah Young, Jesus says, I can glean joy out of sorrow, peace out of adversity. Only a friend who is King of Kings could accomplish this divine alchemy. Another overlapping term.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you, of course, enjoyed Warren's book. We're going to carry that. There's so many wonderful books out there. It's hard to determine which ones we want to carry, but I think this message is so vitally important for you, and hopefully if you read it, why you'll be in touch with others and warn them, because, of course, everything is being laid out to draw as many people as possible away from our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you'd like to get a copy of Another Jesus Calling, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. An important book, important that you have the information and that you can help us get it out across America. And then, of course, as you know, in the last hour, well, we talked about the book, Sidney, Hunting Hitler by Sidney Dr. Jerome Corsley. We think this is a vitally important book. Hunting Hitler by Dr. Jerome Corsley. And then, of course, the story of the four CD set that we have, Operation Paperclip, which, of course, is a four CD set going into how we actually helped the Nazis come to the United States, and thousands of them, and then how we helped the Nazis, tens of thousands, probably 20 or 30,000, escape to South America following the Second World War. And you're not going to hear about this through regular channels, but people do not understand that the Second World War was phony. We helped the Germans all during that time. If you haven't heard my four CD set, The War Against the Jews, is my interview to John Loftus, who is actually a military researcher. He had the opportunity of going through the government files and found out, certainly, the Nazis, or Nazi sympathizers, had killed over 2 million Jews in Belarus. But he also found out so many other things about how certain people here in the United States had funded the Nazis both before and during the war, how American corporations, American banks had actually provided the weapons for the Nazis before the war and during the war. American banks, headed certainly by Brown Brothers, Harriman, Lehman Brothers, were funding the Nazis both before and during the war. Standard Oil providing oil for the Nazi submarines, other than were sinking the troop ships carrying Americans to Europe. An amazing four CD set, The War Against the Jews. We carry John Loftus's book, which goes right along with this same story. It's called America's Nazi Secret. But if you're only going to get one, why don't you get Sidney Hunting Hitler? I think you need to understand Hunting Hitler. Adolf Hitler escaped to South America. We actually have an interview with a British reporter who went to South America and talked to the people who cared for Hitler, who knew Hitler before he died in 1965. And now, of course, Dr. Corsley has actually seen the National Archives, and he reproduces them in this book, Hunting Hitler. I think it's so vitally important that we begin getting the truth out, because if we can get people to begin to understand that most of what they believe is not true, they've been lied to for years by the people who control the media, and the media is rigidly controlled in the United States. I said, you need to get the information, you need to share it with others, you need to get them listening to our programs, certainly. And again, our website is radioliberty.com. People can go there, they can listen to many of our radio programs 4 hours a day. We archive, and they can listen to them live 24 hours a day. They can listen to them be there for several weeks after we do the programs. We have a new site, information around the web. It's right at the top of our page, right below all the blue banners. Information around the net. So go there, get the information, get others to go to Radio Liberty, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival, pray for our leaders, our ministers, but if you're in a position, why, please pray for Radio Liberty, because, quite frankly, we need your support so we can maintain our network of reporters